Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And we're joined today by Rachel Renee Russell, who is the author of the ever-popular Dork Diaries series. She's out with a new one, Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe. The book's available now wherever your fine books are sold, as always, from the good folks at Aladdin. Rachel, just as we jump into this real quick, the thing I noticed about your books is these things have been translated into 37 languages worldwide. I never would have thought that there was such an underlying common denominator of this type of stories worldwide, but was that something that even surprised you, that these resonated all over the world?
Most definitely, and you know what? Since you got those figures, we're now at 40 languages worldwide, so we've gotten three new languages just in the last couple of weeks. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever think. I mean, it's really difficult to get published in just the United States in English, let alone all over the world in various languages. But as you mentioned, it's a story that resonates with young people all over the world, and that's being in middle school and, dealing with the drama of becoming a young adult and teachers and your crushes and parents and homework and et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a story that everybody can relate to.
Well, this one deals with the end of the school year and questions about how Nikki's going to spend her summer. But when you have started this series, obviously the technologies that were available then are not that were available now are not available back then. How has your book evolved to encompass the not only the technologies but the problems that middle schoolers face?
In the beginning, especially for this age group, because the book came out in 2009, and it's been almost 10 years. In 2009, I think the only people that had cell phones were basically adults and maybe some older teens. And over time, Nikki's been nagging her parents for cell phones. So she finally got a cell phone probably a few years ago, and she's 14. So, and that's what we're seeing in our lives now that, once upon a time it was adults, and then it went from there to college kids and teens. And now middle school kids and even elementary school kids, are getting cell phones, mostly in case there's an emergency, then, you can always have contact with parents or, whatever. But in the beginning, we concentrated on bullying in school. Now, with our last couple of books, we've been looking at cyberbullying, which is, when kids are attacking each other online or posting, derogatory things or just saying mean things. So we've gone from just the bullying in the classroom or at school to cyberbullying. So we're having to evolve along with, the latest technology and what is actually happening in the lives of middle school kids these days.
I know a lot of times authors write books that just sort of operate in a vacuum. You write them for yourself and move on. I would think you hear from kids. Do you hear from kids who read these books and it really speaks to them?
Oh, most definitely. I probably get maybe 40 to 60 emails daily from kids, and not even just kids, sometimes teachers and entire classrooms. So, yes, I get a lot of feedback, from kids, and all of it is positive, and a lot of times they'll tell me their stories of how, they're dealing with a mean girl or bully in school or how the book inspired them. I also get a lot of ideas. Why don't you have Nikki do this, or why don't you have her and her best friends, go to Disney World or, whatever. So I get a lot of feedback fans, and I always enjoy it.
I know that you have a history as a bankruptcy lawyer. You came from that era and started writing, or that area of the law started writing. What's more difficult, coming up with the creative process to write one of these books or filling out a schedule based upon shoddy credit card receipts from a client?
Yes, it's more difficult to write the book. I think the book is a lot more difficult. However, I enjoy writing the book more than I enjoy practicing law. And I enjoyed practicing law. If I wasn't an author, I'd probably go right back into consumer bankruptcy because I really did enjoy it. So they both have their challenges. Overall, the bankruptcy practice was easier because it's a matter of forms and filling out, you're right, all that credit card debt or those uninsured medical bills or, whatever, and getting that information into the court, and then there's a hearing, and then 90 days is over. Whereas with the book, and not only are we doing Dork Diaries now, we have a new book series that has a boy main character, and that book series is called The Misadventures of Max Crumbly. So I have twice as much work that I have to do every year because we're doing one Dork Diaries book and one Max Crumbly book yearly. So I think this job is harder, but it's more invigorating, and I feel that I'm actually contributing something positive into the world, and especially for young people.
All right, it's the Dork Diaries series. This is number 12, Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe by Rachel Renee Russell, available now wherever your books are sold. Check it out. It's in many different formats. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. Stand, wake me up.